You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time. Oh, I did not, this
let's
time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again.
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite one.
<That's>...
This game gets really fucking weird.
Yeah, so you do acid and then you go into the hamster shit.
And this week is...
Night Trap.
Night Trap.
They're right behind you, Night Trap.
10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just... would start walking around and go, Jason!
Oh, God. It's
just... Tick.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Wow, that's really sensual.
I know. Oh, hey. Hello there. How you doing?
You're like, what are they called? The fucking people at the restaurants who greet you?
Hi. The host?
Yeah. But at the fancy restaurants, the one where they're in suits.
Oh,
they're like, we'll get you a table. Very shortly.
I don't
well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Scott.
And I'm Steven.
And this is Soul of a Gamer podcast. Every other week we play a game. We tell you about it. Every other week we do a hot takes. This week we are doing a hot takes.
Yes, we are.
We hope you enjoyed our last week's episode. I try to remember what it was. It was, what game did we fucking play?
I cannot remember. Question. Was it State of Decay?
No, that was what?
That was
no.
A while ago.
That was while ago. I was it stated
oh, was it the Pokemon?
No.
Dying Light.
God damn it.
Yes, oh, Dying Light. Dying Light. Yeah. It was a zombie game. That's what I thought. God damn it. Okay.
God, you're going like a month back.
Dude, I just pulled up the list and that was the first thing I saw. I was like, zombie, got it. Boom.
Yeah. All right, well, it was Dying Light. We hope you enjoyed it. That game was really fun. Bet you anything, that game, the second one, is way better.
Fair. Like, I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, and I've seen like them do all the crazy shit in the second game, like paraglide places and like climb literal skyscrapers all the way up to the top. Like, it looks like a lot of fucking fun.
Fair.
And you get the finger gun I heard in that one, which I really want to play with.
Yeah, you keep bringing that up.
I know. It just looks cool. It's literally just your finger. It's not like... So in Dead Space, the finger they have a finger gun as well, but it's like a giant foam finger.
Yes.
But in this, it's just literally a giant... It's just your finger. It's like a finger in the shape of the gun, and they're just shooting zombies with it. And like, what would be even cooler is if the finger gun was like the rubber band gun that you do with your finger.
Oh, fair.
That would be fucking hilarious, but I'll never.
Oh my gosh. It reminds me of this movie. Have you ever seen, I think it's called The Losers?
Yeah, that was that stupid, God, what's his name is in that movie?
Chris Evans. And
yeah, Chris Evans, and yeah, it's where he has the stupid thing in the elevator.
Where he's like standing in the hallway and he's got finger guns and then the sniper's behind him and he actually shoots when he goes like this.
Yeah. That's the scene. Remember, he's got the OK symbol up and the sniper shoots in between his fingers.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a dumb movie. That was such a terrible fucking movie.
But that scene's fucking awesome.
It is awesome, but the movie itself was very bad.
That is very fair. That's very fair.
It's pretty much, I think that movie was pretty much the A-Team, right? Because it's the same story premise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so go. And then they remade the A-Team right after that. So that was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't terrible. I like the original better, but...
Yeah. All right, well, today we're doing hot takes. We are doing not Undertale, but hot takes.
Yes, we are doing worst dialogue in games. Mm-hmm. And was it...
Worst or funny?
Yeah, worst or funny, both.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of the worst are funny.
Yeah, which is the, yeah. It goes to say, but sometimes it's like just really fucking bad. Like, let's sleep together. And you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't, is that it? Was that your come on?
Right.
I kind of want to say no. No, you're hot, but I really want to say no because that was terrible.
It was terrible. But yes. And then we're doing license games.
Yes. Discussion on we were talking about other people license or making a game from an IP that already exists from like a movie or something.
Yes.
All right. We'll jump right into this with bad lines from games, I'm going to call it.
Yes.
What do you got?
I got a whole list here. It's kind of fun.
See, I only found three that I really like, remember. Because, guys, you got to, like, some games you will have like a distinct memory. But also,
yeah.
I try not to choose games that are just text based because there are a lot of funny text lines.
That is very fair. That is
and
so true.
But they're not delivered, so it's not really the same. So you don't know how they're saying it. You're just making up a way they're saying it in your head.
True.
So
yeah. So I mean, a couple of honorable mentions are ones that everyone pretty much says and brings up. So Resident Evil 1, that was very close. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
yeah, I've seen that one a lot. Or the from Resident Evil 2, the like, I'm gonna give this lockpick to Jill or something like that. Or was that 1-2?
That might have been 2. I can't remember.
It's like, I'm gonna give this lockpick to Jill because she's a lockpicker. It's just something like that.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one it was. I think it's Resident Evil 1 because it's. Oh no, fair. It might be 2 because Jill's the main character in 2, isn't she? No,
no, it's Claire and Leon in 2.
Yeah, so 3 would be Jill.
Yeah,
so that's probably Resident Evil 1 then, because I think that's what's his face says that.
Barrett
Red
or Chris?
No, Red? The Chris Red Redfield? Something Redfield.
Yeah. Wow, I'm like drawing a blank on like all the Resident Evil shit right now.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I mean, there's that. There's also, you know, the one from Heavy Rain that we both quote a lot.
Yeah.
That's on my list.
That's the best one of all time. That's the only one that I like so much that I'd mention it here, too.
Jason.
Jason. I love, like, the intermixing, too, of the good lines where he'll go, Jason.
Yeah, true. He does it just like so weirdly, and then you're just like, what is this? What's going on? And then it's almost as bad or worse with Sean.
Sean!
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 It's like so Patrick bad. Starr looking for someone, you know? That's what it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
Except the difference is the voice actor is way better.
There's the infamous Final Fantasy X scene where Tidus and Yuna are laughing and he's got that really horrible laugh where it's like the
Yeah, but in Japan, that's kind of a trope that they do there.
Yeah.
Where a lot of like characters have strange laughs. I don't really understand if that's supposed to be like a discerning mark for the character to give them some kind of like, I don't know, like definition, I guess, but it is a thing in Japan.
It makes them fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's things to it.
If you ever read One Piece, every bad guy has a very unique laugh.
Interesting. Okay.
Like one of them goes.
Or
one of them goes like, yeah. Like, and you almost, you're like, is that real? Like, do you think people laugh like that? Is that how you fucking sound when we're happy?
You know, there's always one guy out there. Like, there's always one. You hear a laugh and you're like, that can't be real. And then you hear it and you're like, oh shit, that person exists.
Like, you hear normal people sneeze and they sneeze at a very, like, normal volume. They're like, ah, like it's not loud, but it's not like crazy. And then you hear the people are like, and you're like, why you have to be doing that on purpose. You have to be doing that on fucking purpose.
I mean, they had a whole episode on that in Community where Chevy Chase was talking to fucking Danny Glover. mm-hmm. about that. And he was like, you need to have an assertive sneeze, because they were making fun of Troy sneezing like a girl. He's just like, yeah. And then he teaches him to sneeze with the vibrato that you just performed with. And I was just like, yep. But he does like seven different sneezes throughout the entire thing. Like, they're all faked.
Yeah. Like, well, it's gotta be like fucking, yeah, it's gotta be like you choose to sneeze like that, right?
Yeah. Because like,
there is a normal way and a normal volume of sneezing. And then you get like the people who really like cover it. You know, yeah. And then you get the people who scream it, which I just don't know. I know we're getting on a tangent here, but it just drives me crazy. I have a friend who fucking does this. Where literally every time he sneezes, it's like the entire world can hear it. And I'm like, is that just because you're a fucking asshole? Is that why you're doing that? I just don't fucking understand. I fucking hate it. I hate that shit so much.
I've had a couple loud ones before because they surprise me. Like, those are the times that they can be loud because I just don't see them coming. I just like, oh shit.
Well, no, I don't think you understand how loud.
Oh, I'm sure. Is. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you really comprehend. Like, it is
one of those.
It's
trying to clear the room. Yeah,
yeah. It's like the Fusra Da or whatever from
the Dragon Shouts.
Dragon. Yeah, I'm like, it's just so stupid. All right, we're off of sneezes for now, guys, but just know I hate it.
Another one that people brought up is from a recent game, Atomic Heart. Actually, I haven't played this one yet, but I heard and seen a lot of videos. This character says this a lot. It's Crispy Critters.
I've never heard of that.
He just starts shooting stuff, and he's like, Crispy Critters.
Oh, okay.
Crispy Critters. Like, he'll walk into a room and just like, Crispy Critters. It's just like, it seems like the most random thing ever, and he just keeps saying it throughout the game. And it's just become like a thing that people talk about. And I'm like, I kind of want to play this game. It's kind of Bioshock-esque.
Yeah.
So, right. This seems kind of fun.
All right. One of my favorite lines that I've ever heard, you know, and this is like going into more of the funny, less the bad. Probably one of my favorite voice actors of all time, too, for this game. And it, you know, the Gladys line, like,
oh,
like, how are you feeling? I'm a potato. It's one of the best lines out there. I love that fucking line so much.
There's so many lines you could say from that franchise, but that
there
one
are,
is
but
so good.
That one has a special place in my heart. You know,
I'm a potato.
It's so innocent. It's so stupid. She didn't have to fucking say it. And it's just,
but it's also like
in your
kind
face.
Of endearing, but you know, it's kind of like a manipulative endearing.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oh, she's basically saying, like, as bad as your day is, you're not a fucking potato.
She's not wrong. I mean, it would suck if you turned into a potato.
And she, it would be, I guess. All right, tell me about some of the lines you found that you liked that were really bad and really funny, or both.
Okay, so in House of the Dead 2, there's a monotone as hell kind of voice line at the end of the game.
Dude, House of the Dead 2 is like an entire game of bad fucking lines, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people
I think they did that
this.
On purpose, right? Because that was like the whole...
I feel like it is.
Yeah, because like they even make fun of that in... what's the game we play? Typing of the Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like kind of inspired by House of the Dead 2. It was like a spiritual successor or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
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 Anyway, sorry. What's the line?
Oh, no, you're good. He's like, I've been waiting for you. Friends. Goldman. Do you know what you're doing? I'm fully aware of what I'm doing. Can't you see? Man, commitment is a sin. Disturbing the life cycle of nature. The original sin that man is responsible to protect the life cycle. And I have made a creator or a creature to rule over mankind. This is the final battle. Show yourself our new ruler, the Emperor. And he's just monotone the entire time. And it like repeats itself and is like, doesn't make sense. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
That's life. I've
Man
I found
committed
that...
to sin. Yep.
I found a great line. You know, Conker's Bad Fur Day is one of those games where again, any fucking line from that is going to work. It's all
the
stupid.
Great and
it's
Mighty
all bad.
Poo.
Yeah, well, it's all bad voice acting, and it's all like kind of, but on purpose, you know, yes. And just all really funny lines. And if you're on, when you go into the war zone, this is always one of my favorites. It's such a dumb line, but it was always one of my favorite. The sergeant's just like, at 0830, boat must arrive at said destination. Then at 0825, at 0825, oh shit, tell you what. Fuck that shit, Conkers. it's one of my favorite lines in the whole game. It's so fun. It's just such a fucking stupid. It's like,
stop. Let's try to fuck.
But like, I bet that wasn't even written into the screenplay or the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The script.
The script, yeah.
And the person was like, you're a military guy, but you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Go! It's like, and he just improv the whole fucking thing.
I mean, that would be pretty hilarious, though. That's actually the way it was.
I can imagine it is, because honestly, that whole game feels like it was just a fucking improv.
No,
the
for sure.
Calling his fat wife a fucking bitch the entire time. Like, that's a great... Then him having sex with the flower with the giant boob.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oops. Like,
oh, yeah, that one was... And don't you have to like bounce on the boobs or something at one point?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, to get to, I think to leave that level, you have to bounce on the boobs.
Well, and I mean, the entirety of the song of the great and mighty Poo.
Yeah.
Can be talked about.
I am the great and mighty Poo. And I'm going to throw my shit at you.
So good.
It's such a great. That was probably scripted, though.
I mean, completely, but I love it.
Or maybe they just played a tone, and the guy was like, "I got this. Don't you worry." Some games like that, the bad lines on purpose are the ones that make me laugh the most. Like the bad lines not on purpose are the ones that are hard because you're like, "God, you're just so fucking bad at acting, dude. Why? How did you get this gig? Who did you fuck?"
Sometimes when they're bad on purpose or when they're not supposed to be bad, but they're delivered in a hilarious way.
Yeah.
It's just so golden. But if you try to hit it, it just feels harder. I don't know. It has to happen accidentally.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games like from the early 2000s where they were trying to like, you know, I think the early 2000s is that turning point where they're like,
true.
Let's get voice acting like more serious in games, right?
True, true, yeah.
So you still have these games in the early 2000s that are kind of shit with voice acting because that was the expectation. You don't have to really hire a big cast or anything to do it. And then you get Halo and you're like, oh, shit, they actually tried in this one. Like, this is
fair.
Very different. This feels like a movie. It doesn't feel like a fucking... like a Mario game. It's a Mario. It's I'm a hungry. Like you don't get that kind of lines. You get more serious and somber tones and everything. And people actually know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
But you play a lot of games from that era. They're on the cusp of doing that, but still kind of like, fuck it. We're just going to hire some grade school kid and have him come in and read the line.
Fair. Well, I feel like a lot of time it was budget too, and just the more popular games got, the more people wanted to care about it, wanted to give more creative art pieces to it. And
like I said, I think Halo is that changing point. Honestly, I can't name a lot of games that really
was such a just game changer in the world of gaming, especially just for multiplayer in general. Like,
But outside of everything else it did, I feel like it started the voice acting trend where you want good voice actors in a game.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of any games from that period that had as good of voice acting than Halo did. I can't think of a single fucking one. Maybe Knights of the Old Republic, because that was around the same time.
That one's really great, too. Yeah, I would say that. I was going to say Mass Effect was later, right?
Yeah, Mass Effect is 2007.
Okay.
No, 2005? 2005, I believe.
Okay.
Coder was 2001. And Halo was released in 2000, so I'm guessing they worked on it from like the late 90s into 2000.
Yeah.
Like 98, probably.
I know a couple of the Final Fantasies, people like the voice acting in a lot.
Did they? I'm trying to remember. There was no voice acting in 7, though. I don't think they had voice acting until 8,
oh,
9, or 10.
Was it not until later?
Yeah, okay. Because when did 7 come out? 96?
Something. I can't remember that at all. I'm not a huge...
I think it was 96.
Okay.
So 8 would have come out in the very earliest 97, but I'm guessing 98, 99. So 8 probably had voice acting, but 6 or 7 certainly did not. The original.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
or if it did, it probably had like one-off lines like Cloud. You know, whole game used to do that. It's like Mario, right? Like, or like how Luigi's Mansion just had him going, Mario!
True.
Mario! And that's the only voice acting you get in that whole fucking game. So.
Or,
listen!
Yeah. But even that guy, like, you only have that, right? And you have like some one-off lines like, oh, and then it's just like text us. It's just stupid.
True,
all right, let's get back into it, though. Give me some more funny lines.
All right. So, I mean, you're bringing up Halo. There's a good reason we got to bring up Halo. One of the best things is the I would have been your daddy skull. Mm-hmm. And every one of the games, they have some of the greatest lines when you turn this on. It completely changes the script of the game. It makes it way more adult and way more just unhinged in all the right ways. And so I thought I'd bring up some of my favorite lines from that. So for some of the brutes, there's a when they kill the chief or when you die in the game, like, good job, everyone. Finally.
Fuck that guy.
Or when someone gets shot, he's like, my butt got singed. Thank you. Cover your butts, gentlemen.
Sound like the Cookie Monster.
Hey, that's what I'm going with, dude. I can't do anything else right now.
No, all the brutes are just basically the Cookie Monster, okay, guys?
Me love cookies.
Yeah.
That was even worse. I don't even know where I'm going now, dude.
Have no idea. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to do a voice, and I'm nervous, so it's being weird. So I'm just doing
it. I'm a cookie monster.
Oh, I love this one. Let's get back to this. Let's not make fun of me anymore. I love this one. When they kill you, he's dead. Let's cuddle.
Oh, my God. That's good. That's a great line. I don't know who wrote that, but fucking awesome job, guys. He's dead. Let's cuddle. That's great. I want to name a clan that.
Right? Oh, it's so good.
So fucking funny.
There's one where they'll just come out shouting right out of the gate, I'm going to eat your balls first.
Oh my God. Jesus. That's fucked.
There's times where they're trying to be sneaky and they'll be like, stay here. Huddle close. No inappropriate touching.
This is another one. I feel like they probably just let the voice actors go ramp. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like, there's
just,
no
like,
way they wrote any of these
go,
out. Yeah.
Just go.
They're like, just be fine. It's like that stupid anime. What was the...
Oh, Ghost Whisperer or Ghost Detective?
No, Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, Ghost Stories.
I just watched
Ghost Stories.
Most of that.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the clips and
dude,
holy shit.
It
looks
so
like the funniest
bad.
Thing.
It is really funny.
What did the stupid one line, like, run like a black guy is chasing you?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you people?
They're having like one of those like athletic days at the school, and he's trying to teach him to run. And yep, that's what he yells.
it's dumb, but I could see that being funny in the early
2000s. For that one,
I think it's more shocking than funny. And then when you hear it, you're like, what did they just say?
Yeah, I heard for that one, they kept on pushing the boundaries more and more as they were going, and they realized no one was like checking them or checking their work, and they were still just releasing it, so they just kept going more and more unhinged.
It's funny because you're almost like a kid would watch that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he hears something, he's gonna repeat it, but he's probably not gonna be like, mom, dad, look how funny this is.
Like,
so the parents never caught it, so they're not sending in letters.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's good. God, that's such a I wish. And that's like the staple of YouTube today, right? That's just what fucking YouTube became, was just making fun of shit like that.
Pretty much, yeah.
They pretty much were the first. I mean, like, in that tone, in that way, you're more unhinged, where you're saying things that are kind of funny. It's like you're a stand-up comic just saying shit on stage because you're failing super bad, so you're saying whatever comes to your mind.
I mean, there are some of those comedians that just try to say shocking things just to be shocking, and like
that's just funnier when it's comedy. Like they're not trying to do it, they're just like doing it because they're flailing so bad. That's what that sounded like, and that's what YouTube kind of became for a long
time.
So, and now we just get fucking rage baiters like, and women are stupid, or men are the worst, or it's all horse shit.
Yeah. All right, one of my last ones for the brutes, and then we'll go to some of the grunts. When this is over, that hammer is going into someone's ass.
Jesus. Wait, which side?
The brute just says that, so I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. What? Oh, God. Which side?
Which side?
Hopefully handle side.
Hopefully handle.
Yeah, you don't want the other side.
I'm going to guess he was not talking about the hand. So.
I'm going to guess not, but hopefully. I mean, I don't want either, but
Jesus.
Grunts. there's one that says, my grunty sense is tingling. I don't like it when it's tingling.
Oh, my God. My grunty sense is tingling.
It kills us. It snaps off our arms. And Yusuf says, uses them as maracas.
Oh, that would be so funny if you could actually do that in Halo.
Oh, seriously, though?
See, if they brought that in later, like, they saw that line, they're like, let's get, like, a finishing move where you snap off someone's arms and use them as maracas.
Just add that to the, like, the finisher for the grunt birthday party.
343, come on, add it, please.
That's the best place to add it, too. Just add it to grunt birthday party.
Yeah, or add it to a finisher in multiplayer. I wouldn't mind.
True.
I know that you guys try to be like less about the blood now, but it's really stupid.
Gosh. Let's see what the word
was. That a grunt line or was that a brute line?
That was a grunt line.
I was going to say, there's no way that's a brute line.
Yeah. You know, at this point, if the demon gets us, beats our little skulls and takes off our backpacks and humps us with his big DVD buttocks, we deserve it.
And humps us with his big buttocks?
With his big demony buttocks. That's literally the line. And humps us with his big demony buttocks.
I'm just going to say, okay. You normally hump with a different part of your body than your butt, but okay.
Maybe he meant twerking on him, but he didn't know the...
Maybe. It could be a twerk move. Maybe he's like, don't twerk on me, please.
Yeah. There was one time where he's like, our death is at hand. Oh, wait, that was meant to sound sad. Ah, that hurt as bad as the first fist of rust with no lube. And trust me, I'm in a position to know.
The first fist of rust?
Yeah, first fist of rust with no lube.
All right, maybe it's like saying like a rusty pole is going through you with no lube, so it's flaking off.
I guess that's the hammer going into someone's ass.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. That's a line. I'm just reading it word for word.
That's a line. That is a line indeed.
quick, flip its visor. I want to see if it's a man or a lady.
All right, I can see that. We that are at war.
That is fun. That one's fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some of those are some of my favorite lines from the I Would Have Been Your Daddy. Those are just always so good.
All right, do you want to move on? Do you have any more lines or you want to move on to the next one?
We can move on to the next one.
All right, we're going to be talking about more of a discussion about how we feel about IPs getting turned into games.
Yes.
And I go 50-50 on that. I'm going to be so fucking honest. Like, it is hard because from my childhood, I remember some of my favorite games being the IPs, right?
Yeah.
So like Spider-Man 2 was one of the coolest games seriously. In the whole fucking world.
Yes.
Shrek 2, actually, that game was really fucking fun too somehow.
I never played that one, but I heard that it was really, really good.
It's so much fucking fun. Like, games like that. But then you get, like, what am I thinking of? What's a good example of a really bad fucking turning to an IP?
Dude, I want to like any of like the Avatar The Last Airbender games, but they're all have been so bad. Like,
and that's crazy too, because you basically built a world so you don't have to do that part. That's fucking awesome. And all you have to do is add RPG elements and that game would be fucking sweet.
Dude, they've all been by like the smallest studios, I feel like. Yeah. And they've all just been like these weird projects that like kind of tie into the games but not really, and the combat's just really janky, and it's like tries to be kind of like a X-Men Origins or X-Men or whatever that game is,
which is another terrible not X-Men, Wolverine Origins was a terrible fucking game.
I never played Wolverine Origins.
It was you're lucky, it was really bad.
fair okay, but yeah, I mean there are some like really good ones out there.
Yeah, well,
like,
we think we even just mentioned X-Men. There are great fucking X-Men games out there that just blow me away. Marvel has some great games out there that blow me away. But then you get like, what was the most recent Marvel game that come out? The Avengers game?
Oh, yeah. Marvel's Avengers. And, the one that one was like,
it
was
tanked
good
super
for a
early.
Day and then tanked early. Yeah.
So you get those games with IPs, but then you get other games that are really fucking cool. So like Helldivers, for instance, it's not an IP from something else, but it essentially is. They just stole it from fucking Super Troopers.
Dude, I always say the wrong movie every time.
Schnozberries.
You say Schnozberries. Dude, Littering End.
It's one of my favorite lines in a movie. Who wants a mustache ride? Oh, I do. it's just a stupid movie, but it's so funny.
Oh, there's so many good lines. Dude, I can't wait for the third one was announced.
Yeah, I still haven't watched the second one. I heard it was terrible, but I'll give it a try. I do like that troop a lot.
I don't think it's terrible. I think it's pretty fun.
Okay. Like, I love Slam and Salmon, and I know people do not like that movie, so...
Dude, I actually watched that one recently. It was pretty decent.
Oh, it's so good. I love this.
Yeah.
Can I recommend The Salmon? It's perfect.
Dude, I love their horror movie one. They did one called Camp Dread.
I haven't seen Camp Dread.
That one's really good.
What are
good.
They called? Is it Guilty?
Broken
something?
Lizard?
Broken Lizard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yes, back to IPs. So these, it's hard to say on these. Again, like some of my favorite IPs... my favorite games come from IPs that are not, you know, that's not unique to a game whatsoever. Yeah. Like we said, X-Men's not unique to a game. Spider-Man's not unique to a game. But true. The Spider-Man games, when they do those fucking right, they are on fucking point.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like those games are the best. Like, they had them, Spider-Man 2 was up for Game of the Year. That's how good that fucking game was.
True. Dude, even the new Spider-Man games, like, those ones have been really fantastic.
Yeah.
Waiting for a third one.
Well, I wonder, like, if the problem with the IPs is now that we have this technology to make games better and more, like, movie-esque.
Yeah.
That they're now, there's a turning point now to make them like that, right? They're better. They're all good. But back when we were playing these IP games in the early to late 2000s, the technology wasn't quite there yet. And so a lot of them turned out to be complete horseshit garbage.
I mean, true.
Yeah. Because you think about all the anime games then too, right? Like all these, like a lot of fucking anime games that were just god-awful dog shit. And then you get some like I think the Attack on Titan game was actually really good.
I actually enjoy the Attack on Titan game. It gets a little repetitive, but the actual combat is really immersive and really fun for the, honestly.
Again, another example of like most anime games are probably complete dog shit, but that one's fucking good. And you like that one.
Yeah. I mean, Jump Force is kind of anime inspired and it has a ton of characters. Do you like that one or did you not like that one?
Lana bought it for me for my birthday one year and I never played it.
Oh.
But I've heard it was terrible. I've heard nothing but bad things about it.
I know. It makes me like so sad. But then
Did you play it?
I haven't played it at all yet. I've been like, I bought it recently because I've been debating trying it.
Yeah, because it sounds like a fucking stellar game. It's a fighting game where you get to play as all your favorite anime characters.
Yeah, but I mean, what's not to like about that? I also got the My Hero fighting game too recently because I also wanted to fight as my favorite My Hero characters.
Yeah, my only problem with all those games is it's hard because the games themselves are being adopted into situations that maybe I wouldn't put them in, right?
True.
So I guess when you have these giant, when maybe this is just a personal thing for me, but when you have these giant worlds already built for you, it seems like the perfect opportunity to make an RPG, right?
Yeah.
Because generally fighting games are these tiny, tiny stage areas where you don't have to build a lot of like background or in-depth storytelling or anything like that.
Yeah.
So those really don't fit like taking in for like My Hero Academia. You have an entire fucking society of superheroes and you really only explored Japan about it. What if you set the state in Russia and you're going through Russia as one of the superhero people? Like, how cool would that be?
True. Dude, I keep saying a lot more movies and TV shows and video games in general need to go on these IPs and then just expand the world. Like, show us a different part of that world. Because I think that seems so much cooler.
And it would be more fun, and it's not repetitive that way. You've already heard the fucking story of Spider-Man a million times.
Yeah.
But have you heard of Spider-Man in San Francisco? No.
Well, like, seriously, they bring up, like, in the Spider-Verse, they bring up, like, the Indian Spider-Man and stuff like that. Like, I want a game playing as that Spider-Man.
Pavardi?
Yeah. Peter Pavardi. Or is that right?
I can't remember. I feel like that's... It sounds right, but it might not be.
I have no clue. I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank and it's bad because I'm a huge Spider-Man fan,
but that would be a really cool world to explore because you see it in the movie and it looked fucking sweet, but you don't get to explore that world because people want to play a fucking Spider-Man game in New York City where you fight the lizard again for the umpteenth time and you just keep fucking doing it until you die.
Well, even in the Spider-Man games where they said Peter and like Mary Jane went to Sokovia or whatever for her job. I was like, oh my God, are we going to get a Spider-Man and Sokovia game?
Because Sokovia is Dr. Doom, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. So, is Dr. Doom?
I don't remember.
I feel like that's where Dr. Doom is from.
I can't remember which villain it is. Big bad villain. But somebody, I was just saying it was really cool. Sokovia.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. But then you have to go away from fucking the Bronx in New York. You know?
Well, that's where you get the Miles game and he takes over that. But then you have the Peter game in another place.
No, you have to be in New York. Yeah, that is the problem where we do get a lot of games where they don't expand. They just expect you to follow. But some of those are fine. Like I said, the Shrek 2 game when I was a kid, I loved that fucking game. That was so much fun to play. And you just followed the entire story of the movie. That's all you did, you know?
True.
Or you take like Star Wars games, like they're like the epitome of explore the fucking universe because they are not just like focusing on the main people. They did not always focus on Luke. They did not always focus on Boba Fett. But when they did, it was really fucking interesting.
Yeah, true.
And they expanded those stories out. But even the stories like Knights of the Old Republic, that's an expanded story. That's from 5,000 years before the series even started.
And it's so awesome. I always want more off-world Star Wars, like off of the base for Star Wars characters everyone knows.
Yeah. And if you're going to do the base four, do it during a time you don't see them in the fucking movies.
True.
Which is something we don't get a lot of, unfortunately. Yes. But like Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, and Jedi Knight, Jedi Outcast, both of those follow Kyle Katarn mostly. You do get a little bit of Luke in there, but you get Luke as a Grandmaster of the Jedi. You get him like post-fucking defeating Vader. Like,
I've never played those games.
They're really good, and the stories are honestly really good. And that's really cool that you get out of that fucking universe for just 2 seconds and see something a little bit different.
And a
lot of these games or a lot of these like IPs for movies and shit have that ability, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, one game, they probably made a game for this, but I've never played it and I've never seen it, but I have to imagine there's a game for Firefly.
Oh, I wonder if they have. You know, I wouldn't doubt they are. Let us know if there is one.
Yeah, if there's not, somebody should fucking make it because it only had 13 episodes. It's not really built out. You get a little bit of backstory from the movie, but you don't get enough. And you could make that a giant fucking like Starfield type game.
True.
You know, only add actual like space flying in intergalactic space, but
true, true.
It would be a fucking sweet game right there for an IP to just jump in on fucking Firefly.
Fair. Yeah, no, that's a good one. Another good one that I wanted to bring up was GoldenEye, actually. Talk about licensed games that were really great.
Yeah. I will say that one did, even though, again, it follows its story, it's kind of like loose on the story.
Yeah, and it changes a little bit and adds things or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And it's still fucking great. It's still fun. Oh, and really, it's just a shoot 'em up game. So, and it works perfectly for the IP too, because that's pretty much what fucking James Bond would do.
Yeah.
Well, the only problem I ever had with that, it did, but it didn't. You didn't feel like a spy, you know?
True. Yeah, you were just gunslinging your way through.
Yeah, you felt like you were a Master Chief in that, but which is fine. Like in I love Nightfire for that reason, because you did feel like a spy.
Oh, they really made, hell yeah!
The assassination missions really fun. They made the fucking the hack into these computer missions really fun.
Nice. Have you seen the previews of the new one?
No. Is it another James Bond or a remake?
There's a James Bond, a new game coming out that the Hitman people made.
Oh, well, it's going to be too Hitman-y, but that's fine.
No, it's like a perfect mix. It's really cool from what it looks like.
All right.
They should just
remake Nightfire, man. I would fucking...
Dude, they should remake totally all of those old games. I want GoldenEye, Nightfire, Agent Under Fire.
They remade GoldenEye a couple times, actually, I think.
Well, there was like that GoldenEye Reloaded, but that was like different.
It's from the perspective of Agent 6, I want to say, right?
Or, 006. Yeah, or was that Rogue Agent or whatever?
That might be Rogue Agent. I can't remember. One of them was the perspective of 006.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it would be cool if they did go in and actually remake it for modern systems, too. That would be fucking sweet. Dude,
I'm down. I'm down. Another really,
and you could add a battle royale version of him. Oh my god, so cute! I could play James Bond.
And then you could add a bunch of microtransactions. Who's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh yeah, James Bond. Wait, what are we talking about? They already have Fortnite. We could just get a James Bond skin. Oh my god!
Why did we think of that first? We're idiots.
Fucking Fortnite. I heard the story for Fortnite's really good too, like the actual single player.
I've heard it is, yeah.
And people don't fucking play it. That's the sad part.
That is sad. It's only the multiplayer that's really like the big part.
That stupid battle royale bullshit. I bet the makers are just pissed because they're like, we worked so hard on this fucking game, and all you care about is the thing we threw together just to have a multiplayer.
That would be the funniest thing. If that was the way it was, like,
I bet it is. I bet you fucking anything it is.
But also, they're like, I got a lot of money, so I can't complete the
Well, they don't get a lot of money. The fucking...
I mean, whoever got the money is happy.
Yeah, probably the fucking producer.
Yes, but back into games that are fun. Let's go with the South Park, The Stick of Truth.
You know, I'll give you that one too. South Park is a great IP to shift over to games.
Hell yeah.
Like, honestly, that's probably one of the best ones, because even the N64 South Park was fucking amazing. The one where
that was pretty fun. Isn't that Snowball Fight or something like that?
No, it's the Thanksgiving one where you're running from the killer turkeys.
Oh, jeez.
It was just, it's such a great, like, every South Park game I've ever played has always been fun and good. And The Stick of Truth, I've never played it. I really need to.
Dude.
But I've heard it's fucking hilarious and it's so much fun. And it's right up my wheelhouse. I think it's like a huge RPG.
Oh, it is. Yeah, they are. They're like turn-based RPGs. It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
There's so fucking fun. There's kind of like tactical turn-based RPGs. Like you have to move your characters in like a little
path.
But honestly, like the funniest thing, like right at the get-go, you're like, input what name you want your character to be. And then Cartman comes out like, all right, your name's going to be Dumbass. Dumbass. And then your name's just Dumbass. You're just like, okay, I'm just Dumbass. Thanks.
I think there's certain IPs that do flow over well, and then there's ones that are bad, right?
Yeah, no, like, true.
I can't even, like I said, this is 50-50. Like, it's always 50-50 for me, because you'll get this amazing Spider-Man game, and then you'll get one that just fucking sucks and you never want to play another Spider-Man game again, you know? So
yeah, there's a lot of bad ones. Like the Amazing Spider-Man games, those were not great IP games.
The ones where they put them into like Thrasher Fighter fucking shit going on, like those are hard to play.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we talked about this, but really picking the right kind of game for these IPs is super fucking important.
That's true, honestly. Like that's the biggest part for me, is finding the right genre to tell that story in.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you made let's say you had a IP that was like medieval fighting and you decided to make a gun-based like multiplayer game based on it. Like how stupid would that be? Like how fucking dumb. Okay.
You say that. There's a game coming out that I'm kind of excited for where you like can go back and like you get weapons from time, so you can like come in on a motorcycle into a medieval war and just plow people with the Tommy gun.
But that sounds fun, and that's not based off of a
existing
thing where you're where you'd be pissed if you came back and you killed someone's favorite character with a fucking AK, you know?
true.
Like you would be absolutely fucking livid.
True. Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of the times, a lot of superhero games actually have a lot of bad ones. Like we think Superman 64,
just a lot of Aquaman games turned out bad. Yeah. A lot of superhero games are the hardest ones because you have to try to balance gameplay from a creature that can essentially like move a planet and still make the player feel like their decisions are mattering or the fighting's at least a little hard. Now, it is cool to play a game sometimes and to feel like fucking God, but at the same time, you also feel like, oh, what am I doing? Am I going to do anything fucking important right now?
Yeah. Well, and then I also think about the IPs that just are probably impossible to actually get a good game with. Like, I think about, like, The Flash. Like, he's a character I can't ever see them making a good game with.
No, because you just fucking, like, it would be cool to run super fast, but he runs so fucking fast.
it's so fast that normal brains can't comprehend it. Only his fast brain can. And that's the only reason why he doesn't fall and die. Kinda,
like, they essentially would have to do the stupid, like, Marvel trope thing where they make
things slower.
Whatever. Yeah, so, like, you're fast and the world around you is slow, which would be the most boring fucking shit. Like, you wouldn't feel fast, right? You just feel fucking slow.
You totally would. Like, if you just had to, like, slowly, methodically, like, touch a bullet. Yay.
Move it a little. Yeah, it would be a very boring game, and I don't think it would work out well. But I think you're right. Speedsters are a hard one, like, shift down and say, let's go do this. Let's throw this random person who can run from one edge of the universe to the other in a second and put them on a planet and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, be so fucking boring.
Oh, for sure. One that is heard that's a really good one for superheroes that I want to play, and maybe we're going to have to play it, is The Punisher. I heard that one's fantastic.
See, but that one would work out really well because, A, easy game choice, right?
Yes.
Gun action.
Yes.
Easy world choice. You're in you're not a superhero traveling through New York. You're actually on the fucking streets.
Yep.
And New York is really big when you have to walk between stuff.
Exactly.
Or like the Punisher is like
one
a
building.
World. Yeah. Yeah. Like literally you could, and it would still be interesting. Like that's the crazy
100%
part.
It would. Yeah.
But yeah, like Punisher is perfect. You already have your type of game. You already have your type of adventure. He's not super powered, so he's kind of like level with everyone else, but still has some edge up on him.
Yeah.
It's like, again, playing as Master Chief, right? You have some edge on people, but you're not exactly a fucking superhero.
Yeah, you're like, you're still doing the most incredible thing ever. Like, what the fuck? One man versus army shit this. Okay.
Yeah, but you're not a superhero. You can still die.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like the key to superhero games. Pick ones that aren't super, super. Pick
for
ones
sure.
that are like, they're like, ah, oh, shit. I stepped on a nail and now I have jaundice. Fuck. Pick those guys.
Wow. Let's see. Another one that people bring up a lot is, one of what we played actually that we enjoyed, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That one was good, but that one's a little bit different. You know, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, there is no idea of what kind of game you could get out of that.
I mean, you could go wild with that one.
I guess it's a comic first, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
But yeah, like you could like do anything. The RPG system, the beat-em-up system. You could do like a just a basic fighting system. You could like, there's a lot of openness.
Regular fighting game, actually.
Yeah. That's what I said. Sorry. The last one was a regular fighting.
Oh, that's sorry.
Yeah. You could do the gunplay thing with that one. Honestly, like you could do fucking anything with it. It's perfect.
Shooting like love beams. Oh, dude. Yeah. No, I want a Battle of the Bands game from Scott Pilgrim Universe.
So you want Guitar Hero.
But better. Like
you could do a Guitar Hero game.
I mean, you could.
I don't even know what you call those games.
I don't even know what kind
music of... strategy games.
Strategy.
Music strategy.
I have to have strategy to know how to articulate my fingers.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool IPs out there, but there's also a lot of fucking bad. So I don't know. I'm still 50-50. I think in the future, we'll get a little bit more to like 70-30 just because like technology is really catching up to where we can put games where we want them. And eventually we'll have these like, I mean, who knows, but like the VR stuff is getting a little bit more and more advanced every time we use it. Right.
True. Yeah.
So eventually we might be part of the game, which might even make it more fun. Because if you're the one actually running as a speedster, that actually might be the way to make Flash, you know?
Yeah, some people might get seasick from that, or
they might, but or maybe they'll find a way to like adapt our brains a little bit better.
That would be cool, dude. I would be so in for that kind of shit, honestly. Like, I'm so down.
All right, I think that's where we're gonna call it on IPs today, guys.
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, I don't know, for fucking. Thanks for doing everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything, guys.
Good job for the fucking that you do, and I hope that you keep doing it. And those who aren't doing it, I hope that you get some too.
But unless you don't want to, and then I hope you don't get any because you don't want it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you don't want it, you shouldn't have it.
But or maybe you should, but you don't have
it. You don't want it because you don't.
You don't want it. Yeah.
Or you have it. Yeah.
There's a lot of openness to this discussion. Maybe that'll be the next discussion. If you want it, get it. If you don't want it, don't get it. If you want it, but someone doesn't want to give it to you, you don't get it. But if they do want to give it to you, you get it.
Now that you understand basic human decency about the world, do what you must.
We'll see you on the next one. We're doing Undertale next week, as we said in the beginning. So,
because I'm
bye.
Bye.